you to Radio Berlin International, the voice of the German Democratic Republic, with a program of news, current affairs and features for listeners in Europe. Here begin with the news.
First, the main points of the news. At the CSCE foreign ministers meeting in New York, the GDR has acknowledged the duty of Germans to help preserve peace. The GDR parliament is meeting in Berlin today for the last time before the unification of the two German states. Britain has come out against permanent UN Security Council membership for Germany. The United States House of Representatives has called on President George Bush to concentrate on diplomacy in solving the Gulf crisis. And that's the end of the news.
And that was the final news bulletin from the English section of Radio Berlin International. My name is Robin Mitchell, head of the English section, and I'm here to host this final program from the German Democratic Republic for you. At midnight tonight, my country, the German Democratic Republic, will cease to exist. Earlier this year, the two leading Christian Democrats of the two Germanys said, "No one will be worse off than before, once Germany is united." Well, I would like to point out two errors. One is that there are already more than 2 million people in this country who are out of a job and far worse off than before. And the second error is that there is no unification of two Germanys, but rather an annexation of the leftovers of 40 years of so-called socialism by the Big Brother. And that is exactly what has happened between Deutsche Welle of Cologne and Radio Berlin International. After much sweet talk about a fusion and merger on an equal footing, what is happening is that Radio Berlin International will disappear tonight and that Deutsche Welle will have taken over our frequencies and our transmitters tomorrow. Out of a total staff of 250 RBI employees, a mere handful might get a new job with Deutsche Welle. Thus, like for so many in this country, unification days spelled unemployment for many of my colleagues. The champagne of jubilation has a very bitter taste to it. But let's turn to our final program. First off, Wolfram Bierenstein will present his press review of the last GDR papers. Then, both the director of Radio Berlin International and Deutsche Welle will have the chance to put forward their positions. And we also decided to dip into our international mailbag for our final program. But before Wolfram Bielenstein takes over for his press review, Mixmaster Steve has selected some music for you.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty door and taken the mood away.
At this point in the program, I make way for the director of broadcasting of Radio Berlin International, Klaus Fischer.
Dear listeners, with the achievement of German unity, Radio Berlin International ceases broadcasting. The United Germany will in future have one external broadcasting service, which we hope will satisfy the growing worldwide interest in information about our country with good and interesting programs. We wish this effort all the best, and those of our colleagues who will be taking part in it will do so with full commitment. We know that we are bringing millions of listeners in more than 150 countries to the newly formed German unity, and we hope very much that they will continue to tune in to the German external service. Today, we would like to thank you for the great interest you have shown in our work and for your many expressions of personal friendship and fondness. The dialogue with you over our frequencies, always more pleasure than an arduous duty, has exerted a lasting influence on our staff and contributed to a better understanding and grasp of your questions and problems. It was not always possible in the past to respond to them as openly and honestly as during the past few months. It was all the more pleasant and encouraging, therefore, that you showed an increased interest in broadcast after the political changes, the peaceful revolution in the eastern part of Germany. Now unity has been achieved, and the future road has been staked out. The united Germany is committed to a peaceful role in Europe and the whole world. It is committed to present-day borders and to disarmament. Neither chemical nor nuclear weapons are to have a place on its territory. Owing to its economic strength, Germany can and should be a good partner to the countries of the Third World. Its free and democratic system and a social market economy are to guarantee all German citizens a dignified and secure life. We look forward to this with great hope. Now, on behalf of the entire staff of Radio Berlin International, I would like to say a cordial goodbye to you and add my own best wishes for the future.
Those were thoughts expressed by Klaus Fischer, Director of Broadcasting of Radio Berlin International. Here we are at the end, not only of this transmission, but of Radio Berlin International. Neither our station nor the German Democratic Republic will disappear into the folds of history too soon. The memories of the good and the bad times will remain in our hearts here in Berlin, and maybe with you, our listeners. It's time to say farewell. So from me, Robin Mitchell, and the staff of the English section, it's take care and good luck.
This is the end. Yeah. This is the end. My only friend, the end. Of all this love, the end.